Og når man nu er ude at køre i sådan en velotaxi, så skal man jo køre et sted hen. Og det, der var målet ved den der tur, det var, at man skal jo altid have et mål. Man skulle ikke bare ud og køre. Ja, det kan jeg godt finde på en gang imellem, men så er det typisk en bil. Men man kører sådan en tur, og så ender man op et sted. Og jeg endte et sted, hvor jeg siger, det der, det er en gammel fabrikshal. Og man har fortalt mig, ja, der er en god forklaring på det. Det er fordi Schirn Kunsthalle, det ligger oprindeligt inde i centrum af Frankfurt. Det er en kunsthal, som er bygget tilbage i 1986. Og dengang, der var den selvfølgelig fin og ny og så videre. Nu er den altså 40 år gammel, nu skal den renoveres. Så man har simpelthen flyttet hele udstillingen eller udstillingskonceptet fra Schirn Kunsthalle fra centrum og så ud i det her område. I skal nok få links på rejseradion.dk selvfølgelig, som fortæller noget om, hvor det er henne. Ellers skal man google det og finde frem til det. Men jeg er så heldig, så jeg står sammen med lederen af det her museum, og det er et ganske, ganske specielt museum, og vi skal selvfølgelig tale engelsk, det er klart, fordi det er jo en international by, det her. I've just made an introduction to the listeners. You are the director, you have to present yourself. Why are you here as a director?
Hello, my name is Sebastian Baden. I'm here as a director of the Schirn Kunsthalle because I was appointed 3 years ago. And at that time, we already knew the Schirn Kunsthalle, as its main building is situated in the center and the core of Frankfurt, has to be renovated. We needed to look for a new location. What did we want to have? We want to do our exhibitions. We want to bring our art education program up front. And we want to bring the audience to another place, but still in the center of the city. So now, where we are here, it's the west center of Frankfurt, the Bockenheimer Warte. And in this region, or in this area of the town, we found a wonderful old building from the 19th century. It's the former Dondorf Druckerei, which was founded by the Dondorf family, a Jewish family from Frankfurt, who initiated the concept of printing. Not simple printing, but they printed money. And as you can imagine, money needed to be a secure value. And they also printed gaming products and cards. So their capacity was innovation and printing processes. And after the Second World War, this building was used by the Goethe Universität, the University of Frankfurt, who put its art education department right into that building. And when we have been around searching for a location in which the Schirn Kunsthalle could have its new place, we have been fans of this building immediately. So we started diving into the architecture. We had to renovate the whole 5-floor building. And as you can see, we really redesigned the whole infrastructure of this house. We made new entries. We erected the elevator. We brought into the building a museum space, which is of international level, as you can see the Susanne Duchamp exhibition at the moment. And this means that the Schirn Kunsthalle is an institution for contemporary art and for modern art. Our main business is to introduce the art world to the city of Frankfurt and to a worldwide audience.
And you don't have anything of these Dauerausstellung, like you say in Germany. It is always temporary. You're changing all the time. But there was one thing which really fascinated me when I came here, because I had to admit I was not very much prepared, because I actually thought that it was in the center of town. This is only opened a few weeks ago. But we came here, and I'm looking at the building, and then I'm going into the building, and in the very moment, I don't see the building anymore. I see the exhibition. I see the way you are doing it. You also have an exhibition based on pearls.
We are presenting contemporary works by Stephanie Comilong, an artist from the Philippine Islands. So at the moment, we are showing two exhibitions right parallel. That's our main concept, to always represent two exhibitions at the same time. Mostly one is dedicated to a contemporary artist and the other one is dedicated to modern art, to retrospective or to maybe a group exhibition.
But what I experienced was the pearls. You have made the setup with pearls, more or less, hanging down from the roof and projecting pictures into these pearls, which gives a fabulous light return, so to say. You get more pictures in one picture. And for me, I was not in that building anymore. I was into the art. And isn't it part of what artists want? to get people into the art.
Absolutely. It's a magnetic moment, you could say. In our second exhibition hall, Halle 2, we are showing this exhibition by Stephanie Comelang, whose work is very much centered on her cultural identity, on migration, and on different kinds of values, like pearls. And pearl diving or pearl fishing is a worldwide business, which was mainly located in the around the Arab island and in the Philippines. And what you can see today is that the pearl has been substituted by artificial pearls. And the change, the dramatic change of this business is the core theme of Stephanie Comelang's work, which she also tells in the exhibition. That's why our visitors can see a large installation made of a pearl curtain, made of several curtain prints, with the topic of her work. And this tells the story about migration, about music, and about the change of values and a global economic system in which the Philippine people are very much involved.
And you put it exactly in the center of Frankfurt, which is well known worldwide for all these banks, all these financial
Exactly.
And you're collecting everything in one room, so to say.
That was the main reason that the city of Frankfurt is a business city. It's a trading city. And the artist Stephanie Comelang brings this trading history of goods, of stories, and of valuable products like pearls into our exhibition space. And most of our guests wouldn't recognize the space again because we totally changed the inner appearance, the ambience, and the architecture, both in our main building with Halle 1 and Halle 2 in the second building as well. So what we can offer to our audience is a totally redesigned exhibition space in a location which most of the Frankfurt people haven't yet discovered. Everyone knew that there's something like the university and there's an old brick building, a former printing factory, and there was a big legend out of it. And imagine, like in a fairy tale, you are now entering the castle through the rods of roses, and what you find here is an exhibition space in several levels. You have our art education program, and so the art is entering a whole district of the city with its performative, with its educational approach.
I think it's fantastic also that in these rooms you have been printing money. I mean, it's the same thing. You have been all around, so to say. I think it's fantastic. But isn't that part of the basic philosophy behind this Xi'an Kunsthalle concept, so to say?
The Xi'an is very contemporary and a young institution. We are, so to say, only 40 years old.
Only 40 years. The next year,
we will have our anniversary celebration, 40 years of Xi'an Kunsthalle. So the city of Frankfurt is an old city. It's a medieval city. As you can see in its center, the medieval part of the city has been reconstructed just to give our international visitors the idea of where Frankfurt has been coming from as a trading, as a merchant city. And the arts are part of this game, like, you know, the different museums that we have, starting with the Städel Museum as its permanent collection that was established by the Städel family. We have the Kunstverein, the Museum of Modern Art, and in between all of that, the Xi'an Kunsthalle is the core of the contemporary art world. We are producing exhibitions, so we are not the collector side. We are the side that is collaborating with the contemporary artists to animate new work production and to bring the story of the world to the city of Frankfurt.
I know a lot of Danes are passing by on the Autobahn. A lot of Danes are going to the airport. They may have 5-6 hours before the next fly, and they can actually use the time. Go in here,
for
look
sure
at the exhibition,
I mean,
for 2 hours,
all the Danish,
and back to the Flughafen.
All the Danish and all the other car drivers passing by on the A3, they know that's traffic jam all the way. So you better leave the motorway, come to Frankfurt, make a stopover, or even if you come with a train, and normally it's delayed, so you have the chance to stop in Frankfurt. It's just a 20-minute ride to the airport, and so it's really a hub for international business, international traveling, and for visitors that would like to discover something new on their way to the rest of the world.
I love what you're telling me, because the concept of our radio programs, including Frankfurt and then a tour along Mosel, Trier, Koblenz and so on, is to try to expand it, to make it bigger. Let people come down here, not only go to Trier and driving along Mosel. It's very, very nice. I've never been there. I will in a few days. But I'm quite sure it is very nice. But to go also into Frankfurt, which I have experienced for about 25 years or something, every time there was a car show, I have been into Frankfurt, but I have never experienced something like this. And that is one of my main targets. So I think you are the core concept of my concept, so to say.
Yeah, thank you. I'm very happy that we can literally represent your idea or your vision of a cultural institution, of what it means to be traveling to interesting and special places where not only the world is coming to one place, but the world is getting out of that place. And our visitors, they are testimony to our program, what we have been doing throughout the last 40 years, and that the art world is a small world in which many people know each other, and in which tourists and friends and fans and those that are enthusiasts know how this game of the art is working, and also to discover themselves from a new perspective. And so I can encourage everyone to make a stopover in the city of Frankfurt, which is a really interesting place, which has so many perspectives, from skyscrapers to subway to a reconstructed old city to very nice restaurants on different international levels. You really have to take some days, not only 60 minutes stopover, to enjoy the luxury and interesting life that Frankfurt offers to our worldwide audience.
I was looking forward especially to visit the Schön Kunsthalle. Also, before I knew this movement, it's only for 3 years, then you're back again, as far as I understood. But now I understand the concept. I understand the content of your philosophy. And I'm very happy I'm here. Thank you very much for the conversation.
You're welcome. Welcome to the visitors and your travelers.